Madam President, kingpin spammers who send out email by the millions are threatening to drown the internet in a sea of trash, and the American people want it stopped. Every single day that the Senate delays, these big-time spammers, the ones who are trying to take advantage of the open and low-cost nature of the internet, just gives them another opportunity to crank up their operations to even more dizzying levels of volumes. Every member of the Senate is hearing from citizens about this. This is a consumer abuse that is visited on millions of people every single day, and it is now time to put in place strong enforcement tools to protect the public. Now, many are asking, what is the role of federal legislation? My colleagues have talked a bit about this not being a silver bullet. I will say that I believe that the key is to pass this bill and then to come down on the violators with hobnail boots. I think it's fair to say that a lot of those big-time abusers aren't exactly quaking today about the prospect of Senate action. They are not technological simpletons. They are very savvy. They figure that any law that's passed by the United States Senate, they can get out in front of. So what's going to be important is for those who are charged with enforcing this, the Federal Trade Commission, the criminal authorities, we give a role to the state's attorneys general, the internet service providers, is when this bill is signed into law, to bring a handful of actions very quickly to establish that for the first time there is a real deterrent, there will be real consequences when those big-time spammers try to exploit our citizens. When the bill takes effect, for the first time, those violators are going to risk criminal prosecution, Federal Trade Commission enforcement, and million-dollar lawsuits by the state attorneys general and internet service providers. The reason that that's the case is because big-time spammers have to violate this bill in order for their sleazy business to work. If they don't hide their identities, their messages end up getting filtered out by the internet service providers. So if they don't use misleading subject lines, people are going to click the messages straight into the trash unread. And it's costly to deal with thousands of demands from consumers to be removed from these lists. So the day that this bipartisan legislation becomes law, for the first time, big-time spamming would become an outlaw business. Now, I think it's worth noting that when Senator Burns and I started this effort nearly 4 years ago, we had the strong support of Senator McCain. Senator Hollings has been tremendous to me. I got involved in this shortly after joining the Commerce Committee. A lot of people said, why in the world would Conrad Burns and I be spending our time on something like this? And they essentially intimated that this wasn't the kind of issue that was important enough for the United States Senate. They said, oh, senators deal with key matters. They deal with war and peace and entitlement programs. Why in the world would the United States Senate get involved with something like, you know, spam? And, well, it was only 6-8% when we started in 2000. Why is the Senate spending its time on that kind of concern? Well, suffice it to say, nobody is saying any longer that spam is just a minor annoyance. Nobody is saying that, you know, the delete key is now going to be a sufficient solution to the problem. I mean, this is now something that threatens this medium. Spam, in the view of experts, stunts, in my view, the growth of e-commerce. And if it continues at the rate of growth that we have seen in the last few years, I think it will engulf the entire medium. And so something that the American people use every day, something that is considered a vibrant, exciting tool that has empowered millions of people to learn, to be part of cultural activity, start small businesses, if nothing is done, If somehow this legislation goes by the board or the Senate and House can't agree, I think what we are seeing in the days ahead is a genuine threat to the entire medium. So with respect to the specifics of the bill, I think there are a number of key provisions. One that I have stressed is the question of misleading identities, because I think that goes right to the heart of how you set in place a strong enforcement regime. But I also want to emphasize the role of the states here this afternoon, Madam President. At this point, over half the states have enacted a state-level spam legislation. Pretty easy to see why the states have acted. They've been frustrated that Congress hasn't moved. But I do believe that a state-by-state approach cannot work in this area. The numerous state laws certainly have not put in place a coordinated effort against spam to date. Neither the Internet nor the big-time spammers are sitting around saying, let's tip our hat to state jurisdictions. And certainly an email address, unlike a phone number, doesn't reveal the state in which the holder of the address is located. So compliance with a patchwork of inconsistent state laws is virtually impossible, and the spammers don't even go through the motions of trying. What's needed is a uniform nationwide standard to put the spammers on notice and to empower the consumers to have an enforcement regime consistent with their reasonable expectations. The legislation does, having emphasized the importance of a nationwide uniform standard in this area, the legislation does preserve an important role for the states. First, the state laws that address deception in spam, would be preserved. Second, general consumer protection, fraud, and computer abuse laws would remain enforceable as well. And third, the bill authorizes states' attorneys general to use the federal statute to prosecute spammers. The bottom line is our states, which have done so much important and innovative work in the area of consumer protection, are going to remain active and important partners in the battle against spam. Shortly, we will be talking about the Do Not Email Registry. I want to commend Senators Schumer and Dayton. Both of them have introduced legislation in this area. They deserve a great deal of credit with respect to their patience on this legislation. And we know it's a challenge. I mean, the telephone Do Not Call list is certainly facing a lot of battles. But I think this is an important idea. I think it's an idea that makes a genuine contribution. It's certainly one that the American consumer wants, and we are going to work with the sponsors, Senator Schumer, Senator Dayton, and others who have been so interested in this to address the various questions that have been brought up with respect to feasibility. I also want to commend Senator Nelson of Florida. These big-time spammers, and there are only a few hundred of them. I think Senator McCain and I were struck as we listened to the debate at the fact that we're talking about, you know, a few hundred big-time violators. They seem to have gravitated to a couple of states, particularly Florida and Texas. Senator Nelson has been very interested in ensuring that there are tough enforcement provisions in this. I share his view that we ought to use all of the enforcement tools, including measures like the RICO statute, against these particularly reprehensible violators. And I want to commend Senator Nelson for this effort as well. And finally, let me say that as we put a coordinated game plan against the spammers together, I'd also like to emphasize that we expect our trading partners and the many countries that look to do business with the United States to play a more activist role in this area. As sure as the night follows the day, some of these kingpin spammers are going to just move offshore, set up shop there. And so as we look to the future, I've stressed enforcement. I think we need to see aggressive enforcement action the day this bill is signed into law, and then we have to push our trading partners around the world to work with us to ensure that, as part of a coordinated strategy, we are preventing the big-time violators from simply closing down in the United States and moving offshore. Madam President, I have tried to specialize in technology issues, and my time in the Senate, my state cares greatly about this. I've been fortunate to have a chairman in Senator McCain who's always encouraged these efforts. We deal with internet taxes, digital signatures, Y2K liability. The list goes on and on. And Senator Hollings, who is not on the floor, has been extraordinarily supportive of my involvement in these issues. But I think it's fair to say that this spam question, of all of the technology issues that we have tackled in the last few years on the Commerce Committee, I can't think of another one that has inflamed consumers more, has been emphasized more to me at town hall meetings. I can tell the Senate at the time when we were all concerned about the well-being of our troops and the conflict in Iraq, folks would also say, in addition to standing up for our troops, make sure you do something about spam as well. And I think it's indicative of how much concern there is in the country with respect to these kingpin spammers who really do put at risk, and I don't say that lightly, an entire medium that has made such a difference and been so important for millions of Americans. We're going to deal with the amendments, I think, expeditiously. A number of colleagues have already asked we thought of the managers, what we thought the timetable of this bill would be. My guess is, Madam President, that we can deal with this legislation certainly within the next couple of hours. At most, we urge senators who have an interest in this matter to come to the floor. But this is an opportunity for the United States Senate to stand up for the consumer. We're not going to overpromise. We're not going to say that the day this bill is signed that spam will magically vanish into the vapor. But this legislation, coupled with an enforcement strategy that has the Federal Trade Commission, criminal authorities, pushing spam as it relates to these big-time violators up the priority list of the tasks that they face, that kind of strategy can make a difference. And, Madam President, with that, I would yield the floor.